Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Okay, a little bit after 1 a.m. on The Fan in New York. Shout out to you wherever you are. Shout out to the people that never call. And, of course, shout out to the callers and the people in the chat. You know, over the weekend, I went out to Butler, New Jersey for an appearance at Lowe's. Lowe's has a activation with the NFL called Earn Your Sunday. You've probably seen those commercials with Dak Prescott and Justin Jefferson. I think Saquon is in one, Christian McCaffrey. And they've been going state to state for wherever Sunday Night Football is. So with Sunday Night Football being in East Rutherford, they picked the Lowe's in Butler, New Jersey. And I think it was specifically because of the size of the parking lot. And it was a nice Lowe's. So I went out there with WFAN to MC that and give out $100 gift cards and meet fans. And it was about an hour ride for me out there. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was happy that I got chosen for it and went out there because I met so many great people that listen to WFAN. I tweeted after, like, shout out to all the great WFAN listeners that I met today. You never know who's listening to the radio, even as far out as Butler, New Jersey is from New York City. You know, I told all of them, like, some nights I'm in here, it's just me, Fleegs, Marco. Sometimes it might not even be an update guy. It might be one or two people in the newsroom cutting tape. But, like, it's quiet in here. And you can forget how many people are actually listening. And, I was just taken back by, you know, people's words and people wanting pictures. One guy left and came back because he wanted to retake his picture. Shout out to him. Shout out to the guy. Like, you know, that it was nice. It's just it's extremely flattering to go out to somewhere like that where, like, even as I'm riding through the town, as I'm leaving, I'm like, this is a nice place. Like, it's almost like the Appalachian Mountains out here. Like, you could see, like, the elevation in the background. Nice little town. And, yeah, just a perspective of, like, the reach of WFAN, the radio, and me doing this 4 years. You don't always realize the impact. The social media is not accurate. What people write on Reddit and Twitter and Facebook about you is not accurate. When you show up somewhere and people hear on the radio that Keith McPherson is coming out to Butler for an appearance for 2 hours, and people are there before I get out of the car, and people are there until I get back in the car. Like, that, it makes you feel good. I appreciate that. So, you know, doing these shows every night and what they mean to people, all of us here at WFAN, you know, we're your companions. We're in the car with you. You know, a lot of people use this to fall asleep at night and go to bed, and I just wanted to say thank you. I just wanted to shout people out that I know don't call, but they listen. They're not trying to be a part of the show. They're not trying to call up with a hot take. They just enjoy the callers and enjoy the conversation. And, that's why WFAN is still alive and well. 877-337-6666. My guy Mo from the Bleachers, 203 on both sides of the phone.
What's going on, Keith? On that same note, I wanted to just give a quick shout out to a couple of my friends I was watching the game with, my friend Abdul Wise and Boris, and then my main man, Ernie Catechius, that you talked to once. I know all of us were going a little nuts, but I just wanted to say, make just an observation, then you're a point, and that's it. You know, this is the most crazy September I remember in a long time. I mean, you know, today the Tigers are in first place in the West, and now they're barely hanging on to a wild card spot. And we very likely on Friday, when I see you, could be sitting at the end of the game and be in first place in the American League East. This is just insanity. Last night, the Mets are out of the playoffs, and today they're holding on to the first spot with a game lead. Every day, the matchups, I check that postseason matchup on MLB, and every day the teams change. You know, the Astros in one day, out the next. It's just insanity. But the point I wanted to make that I think was lost tonight was Luke Weaver hasn't given up a run in four appearances, and he comes in, first batter gets a double. I remember turning to my friend, Boris, and I was like, if he holds him right here, we're going to win this game. You know, my wind came out of my sails a little bit when Grisham hit into that double play, but runner on second, nobody out. If Weaver can be anything close to the Weaver we saw last year, this team has a big, big run in it, I think. And I just wanted to get your opinion on the bullpen and what you're seeing, because they're the hottest team in baseball since mid-June. And they're, you know, right now I'm starting to believe, you know, I know it's a little optimistic, but I know it's weaker teams, but they ran through the gauntlet 7-5, the four playoff teams, and they're beating the teams they need to beat. I'll see you on Friday. I'll hang up and want to hear what you think about, going the rest of the way, if you think we'll catch the Blue Jays. And I'll see you on Friday night, brother.
Thanks for the call, Mo. Yeah, and good point with the bullpen, and specifically Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver is somebody that we were saying, if Luke Weaver isn't right, like, that's a big problem with this bullpen. They got to find the right lane for him. They got to find the right matchups for him, the right place for him. Luke Weaver was pitching batting practice. Luke Weaver, his fastball was flat, and just, like, he hadn't been good. He had a lot of bad moments. He was outside of the circle of trust, but as of late he's been better, and that also goes into your confidence going into the postseason and believing and thinking, like, okay, you know, Luke Weaver ends up getting the win tonight. And in his last seven games, I don't think we should look at his last seven games. Let me look at his game logs. His last couple handful of appearances, he's been better. Just keep the ball in the ballpark and don't give much up. So, against Minnesota, he had 3 hits, 5 runs. So that's September 15th. But since then, he's been a lot better. Against the Minnesota in the last game of that series, gave up 1 hit, but got out of that inning, 1 strikeout, good. Against Baltimore, that he dominated. 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. Against Baltimore, again, just 1 out there, 1 walk, fine. Didn't blow up. And against the White Sox tonight, he goes an inning and a third, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, stops the bleeding, does the job, you know, gets 4 outs. And Luke Weaver has to be instrumental. Now, it's the postseason again. He's not going to be the closer, but he's shown you that he can do it in October. He's got the intestinal fortitude. He's got the mental toughness. He's got the cojones. He's got the heart, whatever you want to call it. As he is rounding into form, he can be a weapon. And that helps Boone deploy him, right? You did not see Devin Williams tonight. You did not see David Bednar tonight. And when they put that bullpen budget up, you kind of knew, Bednar threw 16 pitches on Sunday, if need be, which we didn't. You know, we didn't need him. Could he go? Yeah, Devin Williams threw 14 on Sunday, Fernando Cruz, 15, Weaver, 11, Camilo Duvall, 20. They just kind of, you know, obviously with the off day, they showed you, the bullpen is ready to go. But we are fighting to win all of these games and win the division, and they can. When you look at the standings and you think about, okay, tomorrow, even if they end up in a tight game, which they shouldn't end up in a tight game with the White Sox, bro. And, tomorrow... Well, now it's tomorrow. Today, good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday. Max Fried is on the mound. So you expect Max Fried to go 6-7 innings. So if he goes 7 innings, it should be, if you're writing up the script, Fried, Williams, Bednar. Good night. Or maybe that's a spot to throw Camilo Duvall. Build up his confidence. Have him feeling good about himself. So these are all positive things. And yeah, last but not least, before we get back to the calls, like when you refresh the standings and you see that the Yankees are a game back, obviously they are two games back because they don't have the tiebreaker against the Blue Jays. It's not out of the realm of possibility. The Blue Jays have been failing. They're 5-5 in their last 10. The Yankees are 7-3, right? They just had a losing streak. And they got to face Garrett Crochet, and they got to face a Red Sox team that is fighting for their lives. Bodes well for us. Bodes well for us. Just looking at the pitching matchup, you feel good about, okay, if Max Fried goes out there and wins, and Crochet goes out there and shoves as we've expected him to do all year, and Scherzer, who couldn't get out of the first inning last time he pitched, gave up 7 runs. What do you expect from Scherzer this time out? A perfect game? I don't. Like, I could be sitting right here tomorrow like, yo, the division is right there. And it could come down to, like Mo was saying, I'm trying to go to the game Friday night. The last Friday night in the boogie down for the regular season. There's no better night, in my opinion, to go to Yankee Stadium than Friday night. Like, you win Wednesday, and that's to get you eye-to-eye with them when they lose. And then you win Thursday to take the tiebreaker and be ahead of them. Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to lose out. But it is crazy to me that they've done this much losing. Because when I was looking at the Blue Jays, and I have a take that it is aged terribly if the Yankees do this. But I'm a Yankee fan. I want to win the division. I was telling them I'm not going to be satisfied till they're up 7.5 games. Now, you don't have to be up 7.5 games. All you got to be up is a half a game. All you got to be up is a game, you know. But as I was looking at the Blue Jays just last weekend, not this weekend, the weekend before, we were in the suite for Banana Ball, and we're watching Max Fried pitch, and I'm watching the Blue Jays on my phone, and I'm like, they're down 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth, but I know they're about to rally and win, and they do. I'm like, they are fighting. They are not losing these games. I'm like, there is something about this Blue Jays team. And then it all just zoop. It all just got zapped. Yeah, they after they faced the Orioles, they beat the Orioles. They swept the Orioles last Friday, Saturday, or the weekend of the 12th, 13th, 14th was when I'm like, we're not catching them, bro. They just swept the Orioles. They got Tampa, Kansas City. Like, and then they end up finding a way to lose to Tampa and split that series and then get swept by the Royals. I didn't have them getting swept by the Royals. I didn't have them not winning the series against Tampa. So that is why you can't predict baseball. You love baseball. That is why the test of 162, we love that. We don't want to see 140 games, you know, 130 games, because like the Yankees are playing their best baseball. They're the hottest team. They're rounding into form. Guys are getting right, and you know, they can come back here and grab that division. That'd be insane if they actually get it done. I'd be so happy, because then you give yourself less games to have to win to get back to the World Series. Now, last year, and even this year, right, I was talking about Jazz this year, and I am a scaredy cat. I am a shook one. I don't like the talk. And I in my own life, I keep things close to the chest. Like, you know, I don't let people know what I'm working on. I don't tell people my full-on dreams. I hate when people are like, what's your 5-year plan? Why would I tell you? I don't tell anybody what I'm doing. Even when I was auditioning for WFAN, I didn't tell a soul. Nobody knew. Even when I knew I got the gig at WFAN, I think my mom knew and my wife knew. And they knew, don't tell anybody. So with Jazz, and this is different, but Jazz has been talking about, like, remember Jazz was saying, yeah, we're stepping on necks. Yeah, we're the best team in the American League. And then they lost a couple games after that. And I'm just like, bro, the talk, it's baseball. Don't talk like that, bro. Please. Please. But then he also said, we're coming for the division. We're going to win the division. And I'm like, yo, like that, you can't determine that. But I guess that's just who Jazz is. That's how Jazz talks. And post game, in Yankee Stadium, as they're popping champagne, as they have their October baseball shirts on, here's what Jazz had to say talking to Meredith and you probably heard it, but like my first reaction to it, and I'm getting some blowback on Twitter, but whatever, that's what people do. My first reaction to it was like, chill. I've been really putting out there, Jazz, say less. I said, my brother in Christ, can you please just zip your lips? Here's what Jazz had to say just on clinch night, not the division night, not winning the wild card round, not winning the DS, not winning the CS to go to the World Series. Here's what Jazz said after getting his first taste of champagne in 2025.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Officially heading back to the postseason. You're now just a game back from the Blue Jays. How does it feel to know that you're going back?
We're all excited, as you can probably hear from all the boys in here. You know, it takes a lot.
This is Judge first. This is Judge.
To get to this point, it's a long season.
And does that ever get old?
It never gets old. You know, our ultimate goal is to win our division. You know, it's still, you know, right there for us. So, you know, we're excited about getting in, but we got bigger things ahead of us.
How badly do you want that division, knowing how close it is right now, just the game back?
I want every game. I want every single game we play here and get to wear pinstripes. So, I want it really bad.
Talk about the hard work. How big of an addition has Jose Caballero been for this team?
He's been incredible. You know, he's been, you know, causing havoc against us for years with Seattle and the Tampa Bay. And, you know, excited to have him with us. You know, he came in there as a pinch runner. You don't know what's going to happen, but I think that speaks volumes to the type of team we have, where it doesn't matter if you're coming off the bench or you're starting that game, you're going to make an impact and do something big, and he wants the ball game there.
Did you know that ball was dropping right away? Any doubt you were going to be able to score on that play there?
Never a doubt. You know, it's my job out there at second, get a good read and, you know, have a good jump and score. So, yeah, what an at-bat by him to go up there, foul some tough pitches against a tough righty and help us win the ball game.
Long nine-pitch at-bat. Now, when you look at this team, you look at the roster this year, why do you think you guys are equipped to go all the way?
You know, we got a great offense, you know, great pitching staff, you know, start with what Mac Fried and Los have done so far this season for us. It's
okay, so that's my fault. I sent Fleegs Jazz first, or a Judge first, and not Jazz, and I queued it up for Jazz. But I wanted you to hear the converse between how Judge, the Yankee captain, drafted, developed, been here, been through the heartbreaks, been through coming up short, you know, talks in the post game about, yeah, we want it, you know, the division, yeah, it's out there for us, blah, blah, blah. But it's short and sweet with, like, his sentences and his words. But here is what Jazz had to say. Like I said, as soon as that champagne hits your lips, it's one thing and one thing only, which we all know. But listen to Jazz articulated in a way no one else can.
Jazz, you're heading back to the postseason. What does it mean to you to know that you're going to be playing October baseball?
I mean, it's always great to play October baseball, but it means even more to go to the World Series. So right now it's just the first step and we're ready to keep on going.
Hey, how do you get back there? What does this team need to do to make sure that you are back in that spot?
I feel like we just got to keep on being resilient, keep on being together, and keep on passing the baton to the next guy.
Talk about being together. What makes this group so tight-knit?
We got a great leader in Aaron Judge, and I mean, for me, I just feel like he just knows how to lead us. Sorry.
You enjoy yourself. Hey, another stolen base, 31 home runs. Just on your season as a whole, how proud are you of the effort that you put out this year?
I feel like I'm very proud, but I feel like I'd be prouder with the ring on my finger saying that we won the World Series. So until we get there, I don't know yet how I'm feeling about the season.
Do you think you have the roster to get that job done?
I never did not believe in my team. I always think that we have the roster to do it, especially with the talent that we have here right now. We got a bunch of MVPs, a bunch of great closers. I mean, you can't ask for nothing better than this team right now.
You mentioned MVPs. They were chanting MVP for Aaron Judge. Just what does he mean to this team? And, oh, how does that feel?
That's cold.
Hey, are you the
knee buddy? Last year I got you a lot, right? But I mean, he means everything to this team, man. He's the captain of this team. He leads us great. He keeps us together. And I mean, who wouldn't want to have the AL MVP on their team?
Just a game back from the Blue Jays in the division. Can you wrap your head around how close you guys are to potentially an AL East title?
Like I always said, we're not here just to get into the wild card. We're here to win the division. And I feel like we're very close to that. And we're going to come up to that. It's going to be these last five games left. And I think that it's going to show who's really going to be ready for that day and see how we get there.
That's good luck. It's going to be a fun one.
Thank you.
All right, it is what it is, right? She asked him, and he said, yeah, you know, the going October is fun, whatever, but it'd be a lot better with a ring on my finger. I went back to my notes. It was August 28th that he said we're going to win the division, and then we're going to win the World Series. Daniel's in Manhattan on the fan. Dan, you got it.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
It's good.
Not much. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be, like, not like most Yankee fans and just say I'm going to embrace it. For a while, I've seen on Twitter and scrolled around social media that Yankee fans beg for a guy with moxie, with attitude. And now that we got it, I think we should just embrace it for once.
I'm embracing it, but like, there's a couple, like Jazz got picked off tonight. It's like, there's two sides of the coin with Jazz. I just feel like he could say less. We all know what the mission is, right? Chase for 28, mission 28. We've been on this mission for 16 years. Like, we know it, Jazz. You don't have to say it. Because when you say it, and if we don't do it, the internet is written in ink. Everybody has that audio, those videos. The same thing happened last year. Last year, he kept talking about 28, championship, win a World Series. And he was a part of a team that failed in the fifth inning and got embarrassed. So I'm like, why not forego that with your words at least? This time around, but you can't stop him. He's gonna. Like I said, August 28th, he said they were winning the division and winning the World Series. So that's Jazz.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just who he is as a player.
Yeah, it's part of his game. Thanks for the call, Daniel. It's part of having Jazz Chisholm on your team. I don't know. I just feel like say less. Let your actions speak for themselves. The Yankees' actions are speaking for themselves. They do look like the best team in the American League. They do look like they're going after the division. They do look like a team that could get to the World Series, maybe win it. But talk is cheap at the end of the day, bro. I don't know. Just me. That's how I would go about it. I don't go around telling people I'm going to be the greatest radio host ever. I'm going to rock this show tonight. I'm going to do this and do this. I just go about putting in the work and doing my thing and praying and hoping for the best. I just feel like there's sometimes a, you know, what's understood don't need to be explained, and the words can just, they can be hollow. Like, I don't know. I would hope that somebody got to him and to just be like, bro, we know. He's the only one on the team talking about we're going to win the division. What if the Blue Jays win the rest of their games? They come alive. Like, that's out of your control. The World Series is also, it's hard to win the World Series. I remember last year saying, Jazz, you just got here, bro. You are more of a Miami Marlin. But shout out to him. I was perusing through his Players Tribune thing, you know, and it was about how he found his joy again here with the New York Yankees, and how obviously he was with the Marlins and they're not winning anything, you know, and what Jeter meant to him, right? Jeter came and watched him as a prospect, and he obviously had a relationship with Derek Jeter because Jeter was in the front office with the Marlins, and then he became a Yankee, and it was like, universe never unconnects. Some type of prophecy realized. And, you know, he said a couple days ago, if you play here, as far as, you know, the Yankees go in New York, you're never going to want to leave. And, yeah, he said, in pinstripes, I found my joy again. And I appreciate that he knows what it means. I will say this. I appreciate that he's not half-stepping around it. He knows what it means to be a Yankee and what it means to be a Yankee that never won anything. The Yankees are synonymous with winning. The Yankees have to get back to winning World Series. Win one. I've been doing this rant and preaching this for years. The next World Series that the Yankees win will trump them all. It'll be shinier than all of them. I still have people, oh, this guy's a Yankee fan. Oh, the Yankees won all those World Series before black players and Latino players could play. Oh, the Yankees won those World Series with steroids, like trying to like invalidate the Yankees' 27 championships. Get it done. Your actions are going to speak a lot more than words. In this Players Tribune article, and you should check it out, Players Tribune, that's also Jeter's thing. He says, I know what it means to play here, to be a Yankee, and I know that if I work hard and stay true to who I am, there's greatness ahead of me. I just want to make history. I want to be a New York legend in my own way with love for the game that my grandma gave me. He talked about his grandmother playing softball and putting the ball in his hands. And he said, there's already a king here and judge. I'm good with being the prince. And when he comes up to the plate, his song is, hello, they call me Jazz. I'm the prince of the city. But Jazz, there's a lot of us that have been in this city and been rooting for the Yankees and been going through postseasons that have come up short. We have put in pain. This is your second one. We all know what the goal is. Just get it done. Just get it done, champ. We don't need to hear that, you know, this and this, because then it's empty. It's hollow. You become old takes exposed. You become a meme. They laugh at you when they take that quote card and they're like, oh, so what about the division? What about the World Series? Talk is cheap. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. It happens every night. I run out of time. These shows are, they do come to an end. I've got 24 minutes left. Let's break it down now. I've got a couple calls. If you'd like to get a word in, join me, 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Be right back.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Okay. Not wasting any time here with the rejoin. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is my last couple minutes. Let's get right back to the phones and get you guys on The Fan. Ross is in Bergen County. You got it, Ross. Oh, Ross fell asleep? I'm going to get after Ross for falling asleep. Ross, you're supposed to be better than that. Yeah, he apologized last time he fell asleep. He got on hold and fell asleep. Ross, you are a WFAN all day, every day. Young guy falling asleep on us. Rich is in South Orange on the Fan. Are you awake?
Yes, I am, sir. today's the day for the Yankees. I'd like to make 3 points. I'd like you to hear me out, and then I'll listen to your response. First off, I myself, like a lot of people, thought at the beginning of the year the NL West was the best division, but that's not the way it turned out. It turns out that the Yankees division apparently is the best, the AL East. If the Reds don't make the playoffs, we're the only division that have three teams.
Correct.
And my second point is, I think anybody at this point, it looks like the Yankees are going to win 92 or 93. I think anybody that knocks Cashman is naive, and I think he's done a great job. And my third point is that gentleman you had earlier call about the Giants and John Mara. That was the most logical explanation I've heard about the Giants on the Fan ever.
Chris, so, yeah.
I will listen to your response, and thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for the call, Richie. Going backwards, you know, Chris cited a call that he made to my show a while ago, and that's why I let him go. I was listening, and I just let him go until, I try to let you guys go until you say something I disagree with or something I got to interject to correct or whatever. Chris was hitting it, and then that queued me up for my Jackson Dart stuff. Brian Cashman, again, we see you. We understand. Job well done. Should be in the conversation for Executive of the Year. Plan B, the pivot. Still the New York Yankees. Still very much so the New York Yankees. And the best division in baseball, the Yankees still have an opportunity to win that division. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. Long season, 162 games. It ain't over until it's over. Let's go to Bob in Bayside on the Fan next.
Keith, I want to say you are absolutely right about that baseball, football is a business. And you're right saying that entertaining your fans is part of it. And if your fans are booing, you got to make the change. I know a lot of people are saying you can't throw a dart to the wolves this fast, but he seems to have the personality that even if he fails in a few games, that it won't retard his progress.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be deterred. I think that he's going to keep fighting and battling as long as he's healthy and as long as they can block and keep him healthy.
And you're right. When your fans are booing, you have to stop that.
I heard people today talking about, it might have been Tiki, it might have been someone else, like, oh, no, this isn't the fans. Of course it's the fans. Did you all watch the game Sunday? They were loud. And do you not know John Mara's track record? That's why I cited the Tommy DeVito thing. Why did they skip from Daniel Jones to Tommy DeVito? Because it was a home game where they were hosting the Buccaneers. They wanted to rally the fans, and Tommy Cutlets was more in favor with the fans than Drew Locke.
And by the way, about Daniel Jones, all he needed was an offensive line and a couple of capable offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
I mean, he had three or four different offensive coordinators in 5 years. And four different coaching staffs.
What he went through here in New York prepared him for where he is. He's living on Easy Street in Indiana right now.
I always said to C-Mac and to Sal Acata, who always put him down, I always said, just look at one thing. He's got all the tools.
And he's a Duke kid, so he's obviously smart enough. He's a big body guy. He can run. He's got a strong arm.
All the tools.
He's got a great running back again.
And he's finally got an offensive line.
Yeah,
so, you know,
Quentin Nelson on that offensive line, one of the best in the business. Tyler Warren drafted to play tight end. A bunch of receivers that people act like they don't know, but he's got good receivers.
When you have an offensive line where the defense is in on you in 1 second or a second and a half, you're running for your life all game.
No one can operate. No one can do anything. I used to say Daniel Jones playing quarterback for the New York Giants is like, you know, driving drunk in the rain. Like no one can drive safely. Thanks for the call, Bob. Nobody can navigate that safely. And driving in the pouring rain on the highway and you had 10 margaritas. Here's a stat from NFL on CBS. Daniel Jones is the only QB in the last 75 years to hit each of the following through 3 weeks. Have a 3-0 record. Have a 70% or better completion percentage. Have over 850 total yards, have 6 total TDs, and not turn the ball over once. That guy people thought was going to be out of the league. I know I'm on record saying, no, he's just getting started. It didn't work here. He's going to make a lot of money. He might be their franchise quarterback now. Would you look at that? Keeping it moving here. Mark is in Wontog on the Fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Keith. Big fan. Just a quick question. Now that we clinched, who's game 3 starter in your opinion, and who do you think Boone's going to put out there? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Like I said, did tonight what you saw from Heel put him over Cam Schlittler for you? Because I feel like they're still auditioning, you know, but like, I just honestly go back. This is the Yankees. I don't think they're going to throw a rookie in that position. I think it's Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Heel. I don't think they're going to put a rookie in a game 3 spot with the season on the line. They have plans for Cam Schlittler to be an ace, to be in this rotation next year and years ago. It's a tough spot for a rookie. I think it's Luis Gil. But I also think it's on the table that we don't have to play in a wild card round. We might have a week off and not play till Friday, October 3rd. Or whenever the wild card starts, or when the division series starts. So, yeah, now that we clinched, let's handle business. Hopefully they didn't drink too much champagne. Come out and win again and again and again. Win the rest of these games. Win the rest of these games and you're division champs and you get a week off. Work's not done. Job finished? Job not finished. Job's not finished. Tony's in Montreal on the fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, good.
Good night. Good night. And
great night, yes.
Great night. And, you know, Keith, I like the fact that you have a great memory and you can remember back to the beginning of the season and you had a lot of people hating on the team and, you know, always trying to nitpick. Boone gets to the playoffs again. The Yankees get back. Your Cashman pulls rabbits out of his hat. And they win, and they're only a game away. And let me tell you something. In Toronto, I was watching both games, and they're nervous. They lost tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a close game. Probably terrible calls. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights. A lot of bad calls, especially on the Springer.
I saw Carlos Narvaez. I saw Chapman close Springer. It out. What happened with Springer?
He hit a liner, one bounce in front of the bag, went over the third base bag. It was clearly in play because it was over the bag. He called it foul. Bases were loaded. It would have changed the game. But you know what? Baseball's like that. You
get baseball, calls Susan. Once.
Wherever the cookie crumbles, that's the way it goes. But I just want to say one thing, okay? Because you know I love a couple of those guys. I like Ben Rice. Ben Rice is an unbelievable player. Unbelievable ad for that team. But Volpe, I owe him Chicken Cacciatore. I owe him Bolognese. I owe him Alfredo. Because he stole that base tonight. He came home. Okay, the ball sailed like 90 feet over the catcher's head. But you know what? People are always down on him. But I'll tell you one thing. In Toronto, they're dying because their shortstop, who everyone thought was the greatest shortstop, well, he's injured. But Volpe seems to be coming back, right? And he's got those – I don't know if he got to his 20th home run yet. But he's he's pretty close to 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. So guess what, Keith? I don't think there's a team in the league that wouldn't take Volpe tomorrow morning if he was on the trading block. And so to all you guys in New York, be happy you got Volpe. He's a great 24-year-old shortstop that may not be Jeter, but he damn well likes to win. And the team, the way they were talking tonight, they might do some damage. They're not going to quit. They're the Yanks. And, you know, Keith, one other thing. I'm with you on Indiana Jones, as I said last night. You know what? He has that great stat that you quoted that I read about. You know, like he has this unbelievable start to the season. And maybe you're right. You know, with the right coaching, the right lines, anybody can do anything. But I'm still got my money on Volpe, and I will never quit on Volpe. I love that kid, and I love the Yanks. And by the way, you're a great announcer, and that's why I listen to you every night. And to my New York friends, good luck. The teams are coming because the Yanks are going to be in a fight.
Thanks for the call, Timber Tony. Yeah, appreciate the compliment. And I appreciate the, you know, belief in a kid that's 24 years old, that's one of us, a local kid that wants the Yankees to win and wants to be great for the Yankees. And like I said, I can't imagine what it's like to be him. Volpe, he didn't steal a base tonight, but he's got 18 stolen bases, 19 home runs. I think he gets to the 2020 club this week. He is playing. He is contributing. He is helping. He did have two big hits that led to two big runs in the game. You know, he got on in front of Wells, and then he got on to start the rally in the ninth, and that is positive. This is a guy that was an automatic out. This is a guy that was doing nothing but strike out and look overmatched. His stance has changed. His confidence has changed. That's great. I think it was Jazz who stole a base as I'm looking at the box score. Jazz had a stolen base to put him at 31-31. Jazz is trying to get to a 32-32 season. Jazz was also caught stealing. I don't know. I'll say this about this Yankees team and Aaron Boone, going back to what Tony started the call with. A lot of people wanted Boone fired We talked about the Boone swoon, and in July you cry, and why do they do this under Boone every year? But they also believe in Aaron Boone, and they also listen to Aaron Boone, and that's why they do keep fighting and pushing every day. And then here we are at the end of the year, and they're able to cram where I might frown upon it because it might not be how I would do it, but they're able to do it. They went through the gauntlet, the final exam. I wanted them to win 8. They won 7. But that was good enough to give them confidence against postseason teams. Now that they're playing the quote-unquote soft spot in the schedule that could be a trap, they're not falling into the trap. That was a trap today. They could have easily fell into that trap. They could have lost 2-1. They were resilient. They found a way in their building. And I'm telling you that, like, the way that they won the game for the fans in there, for the fans that got to experience it, going to the clubhouse, okay, yes, this champagne on ice, these beers, we don't have to tuck them away and wait till tomorrow. It's on tonight. Those things matter. Those things carry. We are less than a week away from the wild card round if we end up in it. We are some 9 days away from a potential division round if we win the division and just skip the wild card and end up there. Those moments matter. A guy like Caballero, I got respect for him. A guy like Caballero probably feels like, hey, I've come in here and I've done some things and, you know, I've won the shortstop job. But no, you haven't won the shortstop job. Anthony Volpe is the shortstop and they've told you that. But you are going to get some run at shortstop. You're also going to get some run at third base. You might get some run at second base. You might be in the outfield, but you are going to help this team. You are going to be a catalyst. You are going to get put in to pinch run. You are going to get in, get put in situations where you're in the fourth spot and it comes back around to you and you have the bat in your hand to walk it off and win the game for the New York Yankees and send the Yankees to the postseason. That's history. That is forever. And you will be remembered. There's more to be done. There's more to do. Keep it going. Going out to LA, my guy Jonathan in Los Angeles on the Fan in New York.
Yo, what's good? What's good, my guy? Damn, bro. I wish I could go to, you know, next week in New York, but damn, man, hopefully they get a dub, either we win the division or not on the wild card. It is what it is. But let me tell you something, bro. I really hope this team wins the division, not just for the team's sake, for motivation, but also for that damn Blue Jays announcer so he could eat
words. Buck Martinez and the Blue Jays. C-Mac coming up next. I'm sure he's going to talk about these frauds and how close these frauds have actually gotten to blowing their lead in the division.
C-Mac knew it all the way, man. But, hey, man, I love seeing this team win. And like Judd said, he wants all these games, and I really hope they win it all, man. Keith, great show as always. My guy calling tomorrow. Good night, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. Shout out to Jonathan out there in L.A., holding it down. I think that's a good segue, you know. Jonathan saying he wished he could come out here for the games. And, you know, sometimes I think we take it for granted because New York is a tough place to live. It's super expensive. It's crowded. It's dirty. It's loud. It's crazy. But it's New York or nowhere. And the Knicks opened up training camp with their media day. And I don't know if you guys follow Josh Hart on Twitter, but Josh Hart is full-blown Yankees Twitter guy. You know, Josh Hart is trolling Mets fans. He's tweeting about the Yankee games. And, you know, his last tweets were, can't wait for playoff baseball. Aren't you excited? And he adds Donovan Mitchell, who was seen in Cleveland, I think, for the game tonight. Or was he? I don't know. Was he in Cleveland? I think I saw Evan Roberts post him. It makes sense that he would be in Cleveland being a Cavalier, and he was on the big screen there. Yeah, as the Guardians, he was at the Guardians game as the Guardians beat the Tigers. And Evan Roberts says, when the Mets needed him the most, I'm not sure what that meant. Like, was he supposed to go to Chicago and watch the Mets game? But anyway, here's what Josh Hart had to say as, you know, media day happens and now Josh Hart has become part of the fabric of New York. Josh Hart is a relative of Elston Howard, former Yankee. You know, he's been on the field. He's thrown out the first pitch. And like I said, Josh Hart has become part of the fabric of New York City because he's a New York Knick and he plays in a certain style, in a certain way. Here's what he had to say today about playing in New York, the Mecca, and what it means.
Honestly, I just think it's the passion that New York has for sports. You know, everything is heightened. Everything's better here. You know, with all due respect to other places that I played, it's just, you know, New York, it's the Mecca. And when you have people that really wear their heart on their sleeves and they go out there and they're really passionate about, you know, sporting events, their teams, they come and show love, and that energy is what makes you, you know, feel that difference. So, you know, it's just, you know, everything's better in New York.
So now here we are in the most wonderful time. We've got Jackson Dart starting for your New York Giants. The future is now. We'll see who's starting for the Jets at quarterback coming up. See if these football teams can right the ship and get wins. Obviously, we are watching to see if the Yankees can win the division and if the Mets can punch their ticket this week to clinch and get that last wild card spot. And before you know it, preseason basketball, the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, and even me today. I was over at Prudential Center trying some of the new food offerings, the new pulled pork sandwiches, empanadas, chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treats. And, you know, Devils got a big win tonight. We'll be watching the Devils, Islanders, and Rangers. So keep it locked right here. Here comes C-Mac to take you through the overnight. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.